name of Jesus, amen. I'll think upon thy mercy without ceasing. Tonight, during this 40 days of Lent, we look at Jesus' face and know that he suffered in our place. We look to Jesus who shows us mercy each and every day. I'll think upon thy mercy, Lord Jesus. The power of mercy transforms us, especially when it comes from God himself. Perhaps there was a time in a class where you studied the wrong chapter and came to class and were not prepared for the test. And the teacher had mercy on you and said, okay, I'll let you take the test tomorrow. And you remember the mercy the teacher showed for you. Maybe you came to work and you had not finished the project you were supposed to finish and you thought, I might get fired. But because you came to the boss and asked for another day, and the boss showed you mercy and said, okay, I'll let you finish it tomorrow. Probably the most favorite fiction book recently, which was also made into a play, into a musical, was the musical Les Mis. And if you know the story is all about the transformative power of mercy when the priest shows mercy to the thief when he could have had him punished. And because of this one act of mercy in the monastery shown by the priest to the thief, it transformed his whole life. And the rest of his life, this thief was one who showed mercy to others even in difficult circumstances. Mercy transformed his life. Mercy transforms your life as well. Because each and every week when we confess sins of thought, word, and deed, what do we pray in the liturgy? Three times. Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy. The Christian faith and our Lord Jesus Christ is all about showing mercy to those who have contrition and true sorrow over their sins. And so tonight, think of God's mercy for you. The thoughts about Jesus, the thoughts about the Holy Spirit, and the thoughts about God's mercy. The thoughts about Jesus from this hymn and from this text from the Garden of Gethsemane today, where we are called to say, I will not leave thee, Lord. I will renounce all the things that grieve you. I will think on you and I will pray to thee, O Lord. And Lord, put out the unholy fires in my life. For Simon and the apostles who all fell asleep in the Garden of Gethsemane, exhausted from sorrow, and then when the soldiers came, they would all run away, and they would all leave Jesus all by himself. The temptation that they fell into, Christ came to defeat. He showed mercy for them, even when they fell asleep in the hour of his greatest sorrow. There's been times when you've been in deep sorrow and one person just completely blew you off and they didn't want to hear what you had to say. And there's been times that someone took the time to enter into your sorrow, to walk through the sorrow with you. That's what Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was so overwhelmed with sorrow, his sweat was dropping like blood on the rocks in the garden. Think of Jesus' mercy for you. He loves you so much. He walks through the sorrow with you and sweats drops of blood for you. And think about how he gives you the Holy Spirit as a comfort in your heart. We sang that my strength is not sufficient. My desires must be crucified, we just sang. Any good deeds I do come from the Holy Spirit so that my life and heart might be reigned by thee. When Jesus said, the Son of Man has now come to drink the cup of suffering, but not my will, but the Father's will be done. He is saying to you and me, I am willingly bearing the cross. It's my Father's will. It is now my will. I'm doing this in your place so you don't have to be crucified. Indeed, the Apostle Paul says that when Christ died, it was as if all of your sins were nailed to the cross. Imagine all of your sins on a piece of paper, and it's nailed to the cross. And when Christ dies there, the sting and the condemnation has been removed. And the Holy Spirit, who dwells within you and reigns within you, says, crucify all the sinful desires and let Christ be your righteousness. Jesus shows mercy for you by sweating drops of blood. The Holy Spirit shows mercy on you by giving you faith in your heart, giving you the peace the world cannot give because it's centered on Jesus. And thirdly, when you have these thoughts of God's mercy, it also transforms your life. Thy mercy I'll ceaselessly think upon, we sang. Thy joys will please me, not earth's vain pleasures. Thy will be my endeavor, we just sang. Thy eternal plan, henceforth, forever. Jesus of Nazareth wants to transform you every day with his mercy. And he does so. One of my favorite parts of the story in the Garden of Gethsemane is when they come looking for Jesus and ask, which one is he? And Jesus steps right forth and says, I am he. And they all hit the ground. They fall down. Here you see Jesus is using the word of himself that's found in Exodus for God. I am who I am. Jesus steps forth and says, I am he. And they fall on the ground because before Jesus, that is holy ground. They come to do something unholy, but they are standing in the presence of holiness. Yes, he's betrayed by Judas with a kiss, but even then he calls Judas friend. But he knows what Judas is there to do. They draw the swords, and yes, Peter cuts someone's ear off, and Jesus heals the servant's ear. But the Lord says, put the swords away. Don't you know I have 10,000 angels at my beck and call? But now is not the time for that. Now is the time for my mercy and for my suffering in your place. Put your sword away. So think of how God's mercy transforms you week after week. His mercy is not just a one-time experience in your life. You're experiencing Jesus' mercy every day. And when you come to church and say, Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, and the words of absolution are spoken to you, and you remember your baptism, and you take Holy Communion, you are experiencing mercy personally through water and word and bread and wine. May his mercy transform you. Look at Jesus' face, who suffered in your place. Put aside all worldly thoughts and focus on God's thoughts. May his mercy sustain you each and every day. And may we, as we just sang in this hymn, and as we saw in the Garden of Gethsemane, in the person of our dear Lord Jesus Christ, may we each of us say, I'll think upon thy mercy, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May the mercy of Christ sustain us each day. Amen.